Currently, we're streaming live.
What
Things have
was it?
changed on Zoom. I don't know what's going off here.
Yeah, I was wondering why it didn't beep. Well, that's why I was so confused the
We
first
are
time.
live. We are live. And it usually lets us know, but now it's going guaranteed. However, we're back. It's Sunday. We're having a chilled one. We did debate whether we're doing it tonight, but we decided to go ahead and just do the podcast tonight. I love it so much. I just couldn't not do it tonight. I've had too much Sunday roast today as it's Easter Sunday and I feel awful.
Full of
However,
stuffing. Are you packed full of stuffing? Could you go off at any minute?
I could definitely, I'd probably blow this shed up today. So that being said, tonight we're doing a very different type of podcast. We're going to do a little bit of chit chat, me and Jamie, about some of the topics we've found. We're going to call it news roughly, but and then we're going to open up the floor to all of our listeners. So if you're a regular listener to the show and you are in the chat tonight, you're going to be able to join us. Now,
Nice.
that might be lunacy. We might be opening ourselves up wide for a disaster tonight, but we're going to give it a go.
If anyone out there is thinking, are they just doing this because they're lazy and they ain't wrote the news and it's an easy, cheap podcast? Well, I've got something to
Yes.
tell you. That's totally correct. That's what we've done. We're like, can't be arsed this weekend. Shouldn't we have the weekend off? It's Easter. And obviously, Jesus has died for all our sins. I was like, I know what we'll do. We'll just do a lazy cheap podcast where we get the consumer to do it all for us. So that's what we're doing. So yeah,
It's
welcome.
pretty much that. It's pretty much that.
Lazy. And this is going to be, I think we're going to make this yearly now. This is lazy Easter Sunday podcast.
Apparently, I'm buffering loads. I don't know why. Jamie.
Yes, but yeah.
Are you going to do your read?
Do you want to go first or should I go first?
I'll go first.
I'm not sure we do it on Lazy Sunday podcast. There you go, rocking in.
So, as usual, this week we are doing a public service announcement for Haga. Now, Haga have had some controversy around the working, whether their AFDDs work or don't work, based on David Savory's videos. I approached the man who wrote the book on AFDDs, and he told me, and the question I asked essentially was, what can you tell me to instill some confidence in me that I can tell my listeners? And he told me, don't buy them. So my public service announcement is, if you have any doubts over the Haga AFDDs after watching David Savory's video, don't buy them. Over to you, Jamie.
Thank you very much. If you would like to analyze some voltages or some power or some amps or maybe even see how much energy is being used, I can assure you that Chevron Arnoux are the people to go to. You can utilize their excellent range of analysts, that's not even a word. Let me start again. You can utilize their excellent range of analyzers or their power energy loggers, one of which I've got chugging away in my house right now so that when I go to a job this week, I don't get it wrong. But they sell all that stuff. They also rent it. They've got loads of other test gear. Give them a shout out. My promise to you is you will get the same service I get. You won't, however, get this huge Chevron Arnoux sign like I've got. But I'm sure if you've got one, they'd give you one if you bought a meter off or something like that. But yeah, give them a bash. I find them excellent. I mean, I'm getting they sponsor the show, so I'm going to say that, aren't they? But if they didn't think that, they wouldn't sponsor the show. I'd go and get, I don't know, CT1 to do it. They seem to sponsor every fucker else. So yeah, give them a bash.
Just before, like before
So
we end
lazy
this,
tonight.
before we end this segment, the merch update. Let me tell you, I cannot tell you how pleased I am. Right, they finally came in. They came in late Thursday. There's been supply issue with the. I chose a very specific t-shirt because of its quality and its softness. They've finally come in. I've got them. They've all been packaged. They've all been ready to go out. They're gonna go out. First thing Tuesday morning, and let me tell you, the quality is incredible. I
Wow.
was so happy when I saw them, and I've checked each one. They are incredible. You will not be disappointed. I'm so pleased with how they've come out, and I'm so pleased with the quality. I can't even explain to you how proud I am of what's coming your way. So I know it's took a long while. We've actually sorted out that order line process now. They're going to keep some in stock for me for the next drop, but this drop is going to blow you away, I promise you.
On a serious note as well, yeah, you are much better waiting for some post off Sam than you are waiting for some post off me. Anyone that's received post off me will know that I like to mess around with my post, and you are highly likely to receive a parcel that's badged up as being from Love Honey, aren't you, Sam?
Yes, you are. He's an idiot.
So, yeah, hang in there. Yeah, right, what we're doing. I'm just going to go and have a cigarette. I'll be back in a minute.
See you all right. So, we didn't really actually plan this. We was just going to have this weekend off, but I've done a quick little hunt about for some bits and topics to have a chat about, and then we're going to open the floor to you lovely people in the chat.
FYI, but let's get a few more. Before we do the news, that number on the screen is the podcast phone, which is here. If you would like to interact with us that's not chattable, if you want to send us some gossip or something you don't want to put in the chat, that's going to be on for the old show. Don't ring it, because I'll answer it and tell you to do one. Cheers. That'll be there for the next 10 seconds. Write it down. Should have a pen on you.
So we're going to have a little talk about a few interesting things. Do I know what's happened to the Verso website? Yes, I do. If you want to come on and ask a question, come on and ask a question, no problem. We're going to wait for a few more people to come into the chat before we actually go full opening up the floodgates. Jamie, let's do it.
Oh, no, just before I go out, can I just give a big shout out to Sparky101? I'm really glad you enjoy our content, mate, and I hope you enjoy this one.
I can't wait to see his content.
I know. Sparky101, there's two big fans of this show, yeah? Sean Dempsey is obviously one token, number one biggest fan of the show, but he's being closely followed by Sparky101, who in our YouTube comments this week has been basically verbally sucking, well, not verbally, he's not speaking, but typingly just saying how great we are. Thank you, Sparky101. This one's for you, big man.
I can't wait to see his content. I really can't. It's going to be amazing. Go on then.
News. It's very laid back tonight. There you go. News VT. There's no actual news segments like I normally put the computer. Well, no, there's no actual on the screen, because if you're an audio viewer, you're not missing anything this week.
Yeah, but how am I going to read out the news if I can't see it?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to use the webpage, aren't I? Which I need to move something on the mouse. Hang on.
He's got very lazy this week, ladies and gentlemen.
I'll tell you what it is, generally, just for viewers, because they might be able to, you know, like we like to viewers to go, right? I'm old, and I've got an old IT fleet, right? And a lot of my computers and laptops are all corked it. And it's not helping me being as slick as I'd like to be. Anyhow, can we see the... There you go. There's a picture of someone.
Why is it half and half, bruv?
Because that's what I see. Now you can see the whole thing. So the screen that you're looking at is the screen I normally see to run the show off.
Well, I don't really know what this means, but additional socket protection. Read it then, Jamie, so as I know what it means.
What do you mean, read it? I didn't know to read it.
So, it says something about you've got to have additional protection on sockets. Give a shout out to Professional Electrician this week.
Sent me this. I've not even read it, and now you want me to read it out. Look. Well, good news is I can't actually see that screen, so I think I need glasses. I'm 42 last week, and I think I need glasses. So let me just lean over and read it with my little eyes.
I swear, you're a mong. So the Verso thing. I know you guys, I've got a feel, so I can only talk about
one. I'm dealing with that. That's way too much of an article for me to read and talk about right now.
Oh, do the Gogglebox one, man.
Oh, the Gogglebox one. Hang on. Hold it there, because that's like a bit sad, really, isn't it? Oh, man, what is going off?
It is a bit sad. So,
has anyone noticed? Whoops, that's giving away all my personal information. We always moan on this show about mobile phones getting worse.
Yeah.
Which we do, and like the essential part of living life there. I don't know if it's just me and Sam, but has anyone noticed WhatsApp's getting worse?
Way worse. And so like, much worse. Everyone, it's unbelievable.
People are BALLS deep in WhatsApp. I know people that run entire businesses for it, stuff like that, yeah? And I do honestly believe that it's getting worse.
So I'm going to do it from here because you're an idiot.
No, so I've got it. Now that's the link to the show. Oh, you fucking... Oh, man, what is going off? Oh,
right, no. So 40-year-old George Gilby, a self-employed electrician who has found fame on Gogglebox and Celebrity Big Brother, fell from height this week working in a factory. Now, it's really sad when anyone dies, but when it's... a fellow electrician, and usually I'm not the guy for this. I'm usually like, well, I don't know him, I don't care, but it does bring it home a little bit. Self-employed electrician, like many of us are, goes out just trying to earn a crust and falls from height. Don't know the circumstances around it, but it's just a cold, stark reminder that it can happen to any one of us. Faults and accidents do happen, and you just got to, the best advice I was ever given is you're your own health and safety officer. So don't do something that you're not being paid to do. Don't take risks for someone else's money. And just make sure you're out there looking after yourself rather than, I don't know, going out there doing silly things. But at the end of the day, we don't know if he's doing silly things or if he was just a victim of a very terrible accident. So yeah, big shout out to him.
And picture up. WhatsApp decided to kick me out of every chat I'm in. So yeah, it's the guy that's... It's that guy when it loads. Oh my God. Sorry. Anyway, that's the guy there. He's not like the main character, is he? It's more his mum and dad that the main character. And he's sort of like, well, he was the guy in the background. So yeah,
he's done all right from it. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah, done
yeah.
Right.
It's like a family bar, isn't it? But yeah, it's a bit sad, isn't it? Like, you go to work, you know, like we have a giggle about safe isolation in our sort of play. I do it in some places, don't know that. But falls from ice, like, no one's going to argue. We can argue, like, safe isolation a bit virtuous, yeah? But I assure you, virtuous or not, woke or not, if you fall from a long way, you're dead. It doesn't matter.
You know what?
Don't matter how much you care about falling, it gets you the same way no matter how you feel about it.
I was on a job a couple of years ago and someone fell down a lift shaft because they was on the other side of the scaffolding, holding it out, trying to fix something on the lift. And it's like, they fell down the lift shaft, mashed himself up, proper bad way, wasn't dead, didn't die. But he was in a right bad way. He probably had to have 6 months off work. All for what? For reaching over to try and get the job done quickly. For who?
Generally,
like, he weren't
well.
Going home any earlier. What's he trying? Like, these things, you have to realise that these people you work for are generally not your friends. They're not going to pay your bills for them 6 months you're off. The second you're off, they're going to be on the phoning someone to replace you the next day. Because they got to get the job done. Yeah, job's got to get done. Don't matter the fact that you fell off, this job's still got to get done. And that's what I'm saying. Be your own health and safety person when it comes to these things. And if someone asks you to do something like lean over a railing and stuff, the simple answer is no. And if you get sacked, at least you're alive and fit and well to be able to carry on and do the job.
Do you know, one of the genuine things that keeps me going off of safety-wise is when you're kids and you get a bit older, you get a bit more sensible anyway. On Instagram, and I'll share these links after the show, there is one, I think it's called Safety Second, and there's another one I follow, and it's just basically, it's a little bit of a piss take out of safety things, but it still drives it home. It still makes you think about it, so I'll share them on Instagram later. But yeah, say what you want about a lot of health safety things, like squinting when you're using the grinder and all that, and you're not going blind, but like I say, falling from ice, always going to do you. Safety squints are approved, aren't they, like that?
So, years ago, I fell off a step ladder, only a four tread, trying to put up a light fit and standing on the very top of it. And I fell off, broke my wrist in 10 places, yeah? And after that, I just realised, do you know what? No one cares.
Was you doing this when you did that?
What?
Was you doing the podcast when you did that?
No. You're talking 15 years ago now. And I broke my wrist in 10 places, and that was it. Like, that was horrific. I still only got 60% in that hand now. And no one cares. No one cares when you fell off. Work still went on. You're just not there anymore. They don't care about you.
The only one I've done, I fell in like, there was a switch. You know, like under switchboard, you have a trench for the cables.
Yeah.
But this one went out the back of the switchboard as well because the old switch gear was bigger. And I slipped off that and fell in. And I didn't fall. It's only like 2-4. And I landed on my foot, but I landed at a jointy angle. Sprained my ankle, and it was like I had two weeks basically off and hobbling around. So yeah, the only real bad one I've had, touch wood, is the fourth mark as well. So yeah, it's gonna get you. Is this a public information film tonight? What? God, we're boring. No, not really.
Wait, do you know what's hilarious?
Don't study out there though, kids. Yeah, we ain't got enough viewers.
Do you know what someone's put?
To start losing them.
Jordan is on P Diddy's jet. Have you heard about that?
I've heard about P. Diddy's jet.
Yeah, like he's left the country because he's on the run for all these it's all part of these, I don't even want to say it. These thingy cases.
Is he off to Epstein's Island, is he?
Yeah, it's all to do with that sort of stuff.
Did I just say Epstein on YouTube? Hang on.
And he's bolted, and someone's just put in the chat, Jordan is on P. Diddy's plane.
Just for Theo, Webster's in the chat, because I know he's only 12, yeah. P. Diddy was a very big rapper in the early 2000s. Who, probably the first rapper to go
Everyone
massive.
Everyone knows who P. Diddy is, man.
No, Theo Webster does it because he's only 12. But yeah, can anyone remember how big P. Diddy was back in the day? He was like, the rap stars were gigantic. Almost as big as, like, I don't know, online electrical influencers.
Yeah, definitely. What's the next thing?
Well, there ain't no next thing because I haven't wrote the news ever.
I'll do it from here because you're an idiot.
I might put the text number back up in case anyone wants to send any obscenities to the phone.
Yeah, you're just an idiot, though. Do you know that?
You know what? It's Bank Holiday weekend. I've just been chilling out.
Electric vehicle charge point and infrastructure guidance for installers from the .gov website. Now, the OZEV electrical vehicle charge point and infrastructure grant is being extended back to domestic installers. Domestic installations, if the cable goes across the pavement.
So what you're telling me is, what do you mean, am I all right?
No, I'm just saying, I like the people who write this shit, all right in the brain.
So what you're saying is, right, you can now get a £355 grant if you install an EV charger, bearing in mind the entire industry has been mopped up by people slapping two boxes on the outside of your house as close as they come to your driveway, yeah? They'll give you £350 if you then get a cable, not only from wherever you've got to get it in the ass all the way down the garden, however long that may be, but then across the pavement safely to a car via some sort of trench or gantry.
No. So what I think what they mean is the charge lead's got to go across the pavement. It's not going to be taking the charger to a post street.
What I'm saying is, I don't think you just fit some sort of thing to get the cable across. I think you've got to do the whole package. You've still got to fit the charger. You're still going to get down the end of the garden across the street or whatever, or across the... Let's say it's a terrace, yeah? It's going to be a terraced ass, basically. Most terraced ass have a little yard, don't they, at the front? So you've got a little yard...
Say it don't. Go straight to the street.
All right, then. So you've got to get it across the street via either up or down.
You just got to put it on the wall.
No, because you have to provide... You're not allowed to put them across the pavement. That's the thing. That's what you're getting your £350 for. But to get
it's
it across...
Not.
It is.
What are you talking about? You can't take up the street. You don't have permission to take up the street.
No, you know, I acted like it, and I was on about, so it was more a podcast at the start. I do. So, yes, you're right. The charger has to go on the wall of the house. You can't just put it in the street. You can't mount electric vehicle charge equipment in the street. But you can mount the charger to your own wall and then get a method of getting the cable across the pavement after the
That
protection.
Is not what a grant is for.
That's what it's for.
How do you know? You didn't even know.
Because I know everything, but I just acted thick, so it was more podcasting like I didn't know, but I do know. So, yeah, the 350 is you getting the charging plug that plugs in the car safely across the pavement. Well, it's not, because for £350, you'll be lucky if you can write the council one fucking letter, because you've either got to get permission to take the pavement up and reinstate it with a trough, or you've got to put a gantry on the top. What's all put in the chat while you're smiling?
Jordan's in there, and he put great Wi-Fi on board.
Great Wi-Fi on board.
You idiot on P. Diddy's jet.
Oh, God, sorry. Yeah.
Fair play. Can you say?
Oh, you still after a copy of that BSI document? Because I've got one if you want it.
Just quickly. What was I going to say? Yeah, so how are you going to do that? They're saying...
With great difficulty, because one... If you start putting some gantry over the top, like, you remember the old petrol...
The grant is to cut a channel across a pavement.
Well, no, the grant is to get it across the pavement, whether it's high or low. It doesn't necessarily mean it's channel the pavement. It's any means necessary.
So what? The council just going to let you channel across the pavement?
What they'll do is they'll put you in, like, what they call an envelope and say you can chisel 35 mil deep, 40 mil wide, and you've got to reinstate it, and you're not be able to get a stiletto down there and all that kind of gash. It's a death trap.
Wouldn't it be easier to just pull up like a couple of pavement slabs?
Yes, but you could put a bit of ducting in, but they're not going to let you dig that deep.
About putting ducting in. I'm talking about slapping it in, mate.
Yes, but
move a bit of the sand, put the pavement slab back down.
Yeah, I agree with you. That's great for cable, but you'd be left. So when your car drove off, your cable would still be caught up on the road, wouldn't it? Someone would want to come over and run over it or trip over it or nick it, which is happening loads around me. They're nicking loads of EV charging cables.
Oh, yeah.
It's great that it's just not workable in all situations. Like, I'm not being rude, but most houses where terraced houses are, bear in mind, I live in a terraced house.
Hold on. So
they're going to nick
they have got like them troughs that you can put in that the cable can sit in. So you've got a bit. So, oh, wait. So you've got a bit. Say that trough pops up for whatever reason.
Yeah.
Well, the no, it's pavement.
Like, it's like a 1-inch trough that's got a brush on the top that's bound to get basically covered dog shit. Yeah.
You yeah, but say it pops up and someone trips over it.
It can't pop up. It's just a trough with a brush over
it.
Just top.
Say it does.
Yeah. Well, just say someone trips over it. Yeah. Liability is what's going on.
Who's that?
Exactly.
Or some I'm going to walk around tripping all over them.
Some kid gets his bike stuck in it. It's just the problem with EVs is one, well, I'm not going to make a massive lift, yeah. I think personally, you know, the concept of you pulling up and there being a cable there or being tethered, I think we need to knock that on the head now, yeah? They are just going to get stolen. So you need to just go, right, from now on, you've got to carry a manky bit of cable around your boot. You've got to plug it in the charging device, plug it in your car, because people are going to nick whatever's on the charger. Yeah? So we need to get rid of tethered. And then the whole concept of like going, everyone's going to own an EV. We're going to make the poor better off because the terrorist house are going to have charging points. No, we're not. If you can park outside your house and plug in your charger, great. But everyone knows most small streets are a free-for-all. So how are they going to do that? It's just a lot of EV people going, oh, don't worry, we'll make a trough. Well, all right, then. Am I going to get the space outside my house every day? No, you're not. So, like, it's just part
of this just dream. Seems like madness.
Just part dream bullshit. Like, most people who are poor, and I put this on Twitter the other week, yeah? I put it on Twitter for a few people the other week. Lots of people are banging on about having the octopus thing because they've got solar and batteries, yeah? I've got solar and batteries, and I keep making this joke, which is ironic, right? I don't actually mean it. I love it when the poor people have to pay for my cheap electricity. It's great. So if you're on a certain octopus brand, you can get cheap electricity if you can store it. So thank you, poor people, for paying my cheap electricity, even though I can afford all that shit, yeah? Same with EVs. Thank you, poor people, for paying for all my EV infrastructure through government grants. You'll never get it in your own shitty terraced house. So bum you. You know what I mean? It's not possible. Not everyone can have an EV.
I don't understand. Like, it's really perplexing me what they think's going to happen. What? Why don't they just have, like, an arm that comes out high level and then the thing drops off of it?
That is another option. But how big's that arm got to be? What if you can only park on the other side of the street? Is the arm going to extend like some, I don't know, like some...
Yeah, but what are you... So what? You're not going to have a trough to the other side of the street, are you?
Right, if you live in a block of flats and you've got a car parking, and undoubtedly there won't be enough car parking for the flats, yeah? Say you've got one parking space, you park your car in that space, that's your space. On a terraced street, that doesn't happen. So you're knackered. So, I don't know, there'll be some...
Do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to walk around at 2 o'clock in the morning on a drive to a road where there's a load of them. I'm going to unplug that one, walk down the road, unplug 30 of them, throw them in my truck and drive off and go and scrap it in.
That's
or sell them
mean.
On eBay.
Are you listening to a word I say? That's literally, like, I just did a 2-minute monologue on that. That's what's happening to me. And don't give me that bullshit about you can't pull it out of the car when it's charging because there's these things called wire cutters, kids. And obviously it's so well protected, you can pretty much cut for an EV charging cable without any damage to your snips if you do it right. So yeah, it's just
that's
like...
That's a madness. What are we doing?
EV cars at the minute, as it stands here, are for reasonably well-off people who've got reasonably big asses and reasonable off-street parking who can afford it. So the rich get richer, the poor get poorer. The poor people who drive around in bangers, they're bollocks. Because even when they can afford a dog shit EV with a knackered battery, they won't be able to charge it up outside their trampy house. And that's the way they like it, isn't it, basically?
So mental, mate. It's so mental.
I'm sure someone will come with some contraption that I don't know, swings out your ass like a robot and goes like 5 miles down the road. It'll be on e-fix, someone will invent it and flog it through them. But, you know, like, they'll be like, oh.
Why you got to say that?
We've got an well, that's the kind of people that will sell it. They go, we've got an EV charger cable that's 4 miles long. So now, wherever you park on the street, you can charge your car up. And like I say, more cable, more theftery. So, yeah, it's just...
Unless they make the cable, like, start making a cable out of aluminium or something, like they do with the train track ones.
So it'd be
made out of Ali now.
So it'd be totally inflexible and snap after about 2 days of use.
Well, what do you know about different metals?
Well, how long you got? What a stupid question. I'm sure if you listen to Spark 101, I know nothing. But I actually know quite a bit about metallurgy.
Oh, no, you don't.
But yeah, it's just not geared up for the poor, is it? Like, if you live in a shitty ass, sorry, you can't have an EV because you're too poor.
It's so dumb. This whole EV thing is so dumb. All right, let me find the next bit of news because you're...
There's one where they plug it into lampposts and all that. But again, these little tiny sockets on lampposts and you plug your EV in. It all looks great when they do a picture of it. Who's going to pay for it? How are you going to pay for it? You know what I mean? It's Again, the EVs, the cars, right? Yeah, fair one. I don't think I've ever knocked EV cars, like genuinely, but infrastructure-wise, there's a lot to be worked out yet.
Now, here's one for you. You know how much you love Shelly?
I do love Shelly.
And explain for people what Shelly is.
Shelly's a brand. They do little Internet of Things. So they do like remote light switches, dimmers, all sorts of crap. I look on the website. But the one
you
thing
you can automate your whole house using Shelly devices.
Yeah, if you want to. I'm not big into that. But one thing they do is they do one called the Shelly 2EM, which is the energy monitor. It's a very, very basic energy monitor. It's got two CTs with it. You can clip it around things and monitor the energy. They also do a three-phase one. I've got a few of them out in the wild. They're not a replacement for something like a Pell or a decent meter. But the one thing I use mine for, which I use today for, is it gives you an average watts per day. So if you think you've done something silly like I might do, like leave the loft lights on and wonder why your battery's going flat quick, you can just flick on it and go, oh, for the past 3 weeks...
Imagine how crap your battery must be to get run down by a loft light.
No, because it's not... It's a big loft light. You know what I mean? Not getting
hydroponic
that,
loft light.
No, I've got about six floors up there because I just... Well, a spark is not going to have one bulb there because you'd look like a dick. But if I leave my lights on, it takes about 10% of my battery over the 24 hours. So I just flick through and it'll just say 200 watts, 200 watts, 200 watts, 400, like, oh, I've left something on somewhere. So they're a good cracking... They're a cracking little meter for...
But they do all the kinds of bits and pieces, and they now do them that are DIN rail mountable, which is awesome. But so you can make a nice little smart home box.
Yeah, you can do all that. I would argue all these, what they call it ones, people love, they're better than the thingy ones, I think. The Kinetic ones, the Wi-Fi enabled. There's a few problems that come
up. No, the Kinetic ones are not Wi-Fi.
Yeah, the Kinetic ones just work on their own, but
they're decent.
They're the next step up from Kinetic ones for retrofitting.
Yeah, they are.
If you want to go full smart home, I recommend
you that. We're not going to get into it, but you do have to take a cable to every single switch, and it's all got to be done via that box of smartness on the wall. However, they have just partnered with NetXL to distribute across the UK.
Great.
Which is not even that good news, but I knew you'd love it because you are bumming them.
It is actually good news if anyone's ever tried to buy one, because until now their distribution's been from Bulgaria and it's been absolute dog shit. So if you have got 60 quid to spare, I think they are, it's well worth getting one, having a play with it. They're a great upsale on a job, I believe. And like I say, you can say to your customer, it'll come on your phone, tell you average usage, and you can look at it, and it's just a really good upsell for spark kids. Because obviously we want to go, we need to all be smart now, don't we? Smart. I'm a smart electrician, that's what I do.
Right, fill for a sec. 6 and 4, 5.
Well,
1, 8.
I'm going to fill by going. Thank
I'm
you for
doing
watching.
It now. I'm doing it now.
156 people are in the chat.
Six.
Which
seven,
ain't bad.
Four,
has anyone had a nice day?
Five,
if you listen
one,
to an audio
eight.
Monday, I appreciate this is absolute turd. Can we start swearing now as well?
All right, boom. The link to the podcast is now in the chat.
So you lot are now going to add yourselves on your wife's phone or something. Filter yourselves into the chat. We'll let it get settled in there, and then we'll basically pick whoever's got the fittest wife, then realise that it's actually a Sparky coming on. So,
hey, man, we're not doing stuff like that. Oh, why have I done that?
That's right, exactly what we're doing it for, isn't it?
So, yeah, no one's yet taken up the task.
Obviously, just a quick bit of a thing, for anyone who's new to this. If you do come into the chat, when we let you in, please turn off whatever you're watching us on, because there'll be a delay. And bear in mind that you'll probably come into the chat backwards in time, because there's a delay on the YouTube, so you're coming backwards in time. So don't start trying to watch the YouTube. It will only make you look stupid, because you'll be like,
Whose plant is better, Jamie or Gaz from Efix?
Plant? I ain't got a loft grow, John. Not yet.
No, not EV, your solar stuff.
I haven't seen Gazzers. I don't watch Efix, to be honest. I do sometimes, but I haven't seen Gazzers. I like all the present on Efix though. Has he got a solar setup?
Have I done the wrong thing?
Have you got some people joining the chat? They're like joining tomorrow. No, American school.
Oh yeah, no, you're right. 674-518. 674-518.
So you put a link in here again.
4518. Boom.
And we're off. So now we are accepting views because we've got nothing to talk about. How's your week been anyway while we film? Busy. Well,
go on then. I've just literally, this week's been a hard week. I have been very up and down this week. I have not had much work and life is just not getting any better. Self-employed at the moment. In fact, it's took a massive downturn. What's yours like?
What did I do this week? Did I can't remember what I did this week. I had to look back at me on Instagram. I think I got a random call. I went to go for a job interview and I got a random call to go and do some teaching, which I went and did, which I really enjoyed. That was nice to be back doing that. So I went and did that and I picked up some work. Has anyone, probably a lot of people that watch this around our age, yeah? Like, I've looked at the demographics on YouTube. Thank you to the one woman that watches, by the way. Yeah, according to our demographics. I hope you're doing all right. Everyone's about our age, aren't they? A bit older, a bit younger, but everyone will be familiar. Like, Facebook was a thing, and like we used to use that excessively. I use LinkedIn more than Facebook now, and I think I've picked up a couple of Gucci jobs off LinkedIn, so that's bearing fruit. But I've got some. I might be moving some machinery from abroad to the UK, and I might be doing some more teaching. So yeah, it's going all right. Can't complain. Still not getting my hands dirty though, because too good for that nowadays. What with being a big internet sparky celebrity, you know how it is.
Well, are people thick in the chat?
I don't know.
Driving me mad.
You probably shouldn't say that about the people in the chat, though, because they might come in and call us. Thanks. What are you doing? What's happening here?
Oh, I don't know.
That's the password, not the meeting ID. Do you want me to put the meeting
just
ID?
Just click on the link, you idiots.
Oh, the link's disappeared. When you put a link, it doesn't show. You get to see
it. Oh, really?
No one else does. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Meeting ID.
We had this last time, didn't we? Even if you're logged in as the podcast chat, as the podcast, when you put a link in there, YouTube get rid of it. So what you've got to do is open up Zoom, put in the big number, which I can read out if you want. Stand by, I'll read it out. And then you put in the PIN when it asks you and it'll let you in the lobby.
6, 7, 4, 6.
You can tell. This is the second time we've done this. It didn't go bad last time.
I was wondering why no one's joined.
Yeah.
Right, this... Boom. There you go. That is a Zoom meeting ID. 853-8145-6954. And the passcode is 674-518.
I'll tell you what I could do. If it give me a minute and Phil, I can go onto the graphics computer and I can put that number where the telephone number is.
We'll do
that
something, mate.
That would have been a good idea, wouldn't it? But like I say, this is the second time we try this, so we're just winging it a bit. If you are listening on Monday morning to this on audio, Tuesday morning, I'm sorry.
Why do you keep asking what's happening? Are you not listening to the podcast?
Who's this? What's that?
Kevin Osborne, desperation for a guest.
That's rude because we never have guests on bank holidays. That's the rule. We have a rule. And I'm sure we said that on there before. We never have guests on bank holidays because we don't want to drag people away.
Or we just reach out to people, man.
I don't know. You're trying to do people. But yeah, we never have guests on bank holidays, ever.
Yeah, who wants to give out their bank holiday to do a stinking podcast?
Who wants to get the bank holidays coming with this?
I'm genuinely triggered by that comment.
And as if David Savory won't come in a bank holiday if we asked him anyway. He'll go to the opening of a crisp packet.
Is anyone going to join? Because I'm getting the ump now.
Someone on Dragon's Den was selling channels to go down the path. Yeah, a grand a pop. So your 350 quid's not going to go anywhere, is it?
I did not know that you could not. I did not know you couldn't put links in there. I thought you could put links in there.
We had this last time. I think Dave poured it out. I think Dave says. I think Dave's on that said, like, you might be seeing the link, but no one else is.
The meeting ID is not in the chat. Oh, bruv. Put it on the screen.
I'm doing it now, but I'm trying to feel. Right. Hold tight, you crazy.
You couldn't have read that any faster. 8, 5, 3, 8, 1, 4, 5, 6, 9, 5, 4. Passcode.
Are you that guy, man? I'm having you.
4, 5, 1, 8. Jesus.
Are you the guy, man? I'm really close.
Don't know. I don't deal with him. Yeah, so this is a terrible podcast. However,
it's not as bad as that quiz you did for Nick Bundy, though, is it?
You can't even put links in comments on the videos now. I did not know that. Who knew that? Not me. This is awful. We'll leave then.
Don't like it? Do one. Yeah, we're not bothered. I'll get the sponsorship money whether you fucking like it or not. See you later.
I'm going to read it one more time. Like, it's on screen now. Aaron Barnard is here. You best come correct, Aaron, because I'm fuming now. 4, 5, 1, 8. Right, who have we got? Aaron Barnard first. Admit. Here we go. Jamie, why is that all so pissed, man?
Well, I'm just doing that to make it nice. Just remember, yeah, we're breaking new boundaries. Like, no one else is inviting guests on live. We're the only people doing it. And no one's going to.
Aaron Barnard has not connected yet. He needs to unmute his thing.
Yeah, well, we said this last time. The only people that are willing to do this, if Efix did this, they'd be carnage. Also, what you got to remember in the chat is there's a delay. So
there is a delay. And Sabo, you know full well what you're meant to do with these numbers. It's called... See, Aaron Barnard done one. So RLF and vacuum cleaners, admit.
Oh, look back. I know he's tried to get it at Christmas. Tried to get it at Christmas and didn't get on.
Here we go. He's connecting to audio.
Why is it that people that want to come on the podcast always have shit? Yeah!
Hey! Oh, he was on before.
He tried to get it at Christmas, didn't you?
Yeah, and he didn't pass the babysitter test then, did he?
Hey there. Speak.
Can you hear us?
Why do we do this to ourselves? Speak.
I don't know why we do this to ourselves. It's so terrible. There's no way you can't hear us because we can hear each other.
Are you speaking? Are you speaking? Oh,
no, I'll tell you what he's doing. He's listening on the laptop, isn't he? No.
Turn it on.
All right. He's getting booted in a second.
Oh, come on.
He's very close to getting booted. We've got an iPhone ready to be admitted.
Do not.
Can I just admit it? I'm going to admit him. Bosh.
Remember, yeah. No. If you are watching the YouTube, it's delayed. So when you come in the chat, you need to turn it on.
Hello. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Finally, how are you doing?
I'm all right, yeah. I'm new to this Zoom. It's the first time I've ever used it, apart from your last live stream. So I'm a bit rusty on it.
So it's not the first time, it's the second time, bro.
Well, yeah, the first time never really works. You don't really count that, do you?
What is going off in your set? There's some madness going off in there. Explain what that is behind you.
Behind me, we've got my solar inverter and all the stuff that goes with it. My solar panels on my shed. And then you've just got the shed for storing general crap. Got my breakers.
Is that MCS approved? Or did you do that yourself?
Well, I've done it myself.
Fair enough.
It's only a very small system, though. It's only 60-watt panels I bought for about 15 quid each.
There you go. That's what I did. MCS, getting the C. I'm not paying for that. What's iPhone 4 doing?
I don't know. He's about to get booted if he don't hurry up.
What's
happening? Why don't you put the screen on, please?
Yeah, I've been trying to figure out. I don't know how to do it.
I don't know how to do it.
He's Scottish.
Not Scottish. That's Welsh.
It's Welsh, actually.
Don't know how to do it. Oh, it's a joke. We got Paul Rooney in the house. I'm going to see what Paul Rooney's saying.
Paul Rooney gets in trouble if we let him in. This is now the biggest electric.
And now Jamie's lost. We've lost sound from Jamie because he's an idiot.
Hey!
Paul Rooney's in the house.
I've lost sound from you.
How do?
Hello, mate. What are you saying?
I do.
How do? I'm just glad I didn't get booted this time.
Oh, okay. What part of the country are you from, mate?
Oh, you're the bottle smuggler.
I am the bottle smuggler.
Are you the bottle smuggler?
Yeah, I'm from Ireland.
Yeah, he's back. He's number one. He come on at Christmas, didn't he? Now, if I remember rightly, Paul lives one side of the border, works on the other, and every day carries thousands of pounds worth of butter and diesel with him, but doesn't come back with it. Allegedly.
So what's new for you, big boy?
Don't tell no one.
Not much, working away, still doing my apprenticeship. So got another 13 weeks before we break for the summer. And loving electrical science at the moment.
Electrical science, oh.
Oh, mate.
Oh, Jamie loves it. He thinks he's a scientist.
3-day course. No, I did a 3-day course last week, basic electrical. And I had to stand in for the second 2 days of the course. And I missed the first day. And when I looked at the booklet, the first day was always science, and I was literally jumping around the car park for joy because I didn't have to teach it because I hate it. I hate it. I don't use it. Sorry, apprentice out there, but I never use it. I just use software.
John at Faultless said I would join, but I haven't got my t-shirt yet. Guess what, John? It's on its way, you prick.
Yeah, when are you getting
hold on, one person at a time. So with the, I'm wanting to just test it out, see how we get on with the first drop. It's been, we've got so much to iron out. So on the second drop, I'll try and open it up to Ireland. I don't know if that's more shipping or if I have to add more shipping. There's ways of doing it that I can get it squared away, but yeah, so I'll have to work it out. But yeah, I'll try and open up some new territories for the next one.
Wait,
hang on a minute. Hang on, you're talking to the number one electrical smuggler of goods. Like, if he crossed the border full, he could go back with a load of our t-shirts in his van. Like, the Guardian will be like that. Weren't that bottle this morning, mate? He'll be like, no, it's always t-shirts. Always t-shirts.
You know how much mockery we get for being like really crap at stuff when actually we're awesome at stuff? Like, whatever other podcast does what we
I
do.
I haven't seen anyone.
Who's got lights on their sign?
I haven't seen anyone accused of being. No one who's accused of being crap in the chat has dare come in. Especially you, Sparky 101, you motherfucker.
Oh, here he is. His old knobhead. Right, someone's getting kicked. iPhone 4, because you've got no picture. Thank you for joining us. Get
thank
out.
Thank you, Jamie.
I forgot you was there. Sorry. Thank you. Hang on. That's Wales done. Ireland.
That's Wales. We've had Ireland. Where's RLF? Where are you from, mate?
I'm from the lovely county of Norfolk.
I thought you said Epstein's Island then.
I can guess that.
Norfolk.
Oh, look who it is.
Place in the world.
here we go.
Are you anywhere near Wales by the sea?
No, I'm on the Norfolk-Suffolk border down by Thetford and Bury St Edmunds, that sort of area.
And I know that area well. I used to do a lot of stuff in Stanton.
Oh, of course you do, Jamie.
Which I'm sure you'll get.
Of course you do. That's probably where...
Just about 2 or 3 miles down the road from me. Big military base, yeah.
Oh, mate, I love that area. I love that area of the world. It's really nice.
If you don't see that in your microphone, you're getting pumped, Jamie. Oh, look who's here. David Savory's here. Jamie's dad.
I've got old Dave O'Savo.
Hi, Dad, you're right.
That is Dave. Jamie's. Oh, that's
got his sound, Dave.
He's gone.
I can't believe we just got blown up by David Savory.
This is a nightmare.
Like
but
Thetford. It's good on the pitch of Thetford.
Do you only fix vacuum cleaners then?
No.
So
no, I do a lot of things. I do a lot of appliance work. My big thing at the moment is bean to cup automatic coffee machines, the big commercial ones you see in restaurants.
Okay. Does that pay well?
Do you know
what?
Oh, it does. So, what made you go into fixing appliances rather than just doing electrical work?
Well, I don't know if you're like this or not, but I'm not actually a proper electrician.
I knew
I never actually finished the qualification.
Is this what I'm saying?
I'm pretty knowledgeable, but I don't actually have all the qualifications. And when you go to appliance work, as Jamie will probably know, you go into industrial facilities, they don't actually ask for your qualifications. They just want to know if you can do the job, which I can.
A good follow, RLF. I do follow RLF on Instagram, on YouTube. It's a good follow because it's a bit dark science, isn't it? Like, you know, if you are taking apart some random coffee machine, you're trying to get to work, or any white goods, there's a lot of tips on there, puts out, so I appreciate that. It's good little follow. Follow him.
Mm.
Someone's asking me to fix an auger near where I live. So it is a good one. Someone today put on the... You know Sam's a big fan of the Facebook group, so I've been keeping an eye out. On my local one today, and see if... jump in at any time if you spot the problem, yeah? Some guy put, can anyone help me fix an auger? My hot plate's not working. I did find some guy in Yorkshire, but he wants 700 quid. So I was like, oh, I can help you. While simultaneously thinking, for 600 quid... Don't put the price up, you moron. No, I know exactly what you don't want to pay. I can undercut him by a very minimal amount. So, yeah, I might have a dabble at that. So I might be contacting you going, how do you fix an auger?
Hmm.
Is anyone else coming in?
This ain't an electrician's podcast. Let's talk about some electrical shit, not Argus. Who cares about Argus?
Yeah, RCDRs. Paul, tell us about RCDRs. Yeah, so this is it's good stuff. People can do some new strings to the bow. It's just a weekend, isn't it? It's just a chilled out. I don't even think I'll bother making this an audio download. Oh, he's gone. Paul's gone.
No, this is actually terrible. I don't even know if it's going to survive on YouTube. But so what made you get into the old electrical side of things then? What were you doing before becoming an electrician and then becoming a appliance engineer?
Originally, when I left school, I used to work in a warehouse and I absolutely hated it. I actually hated it so much that I was the only one who'd ever stick there long enough. They kept promoting me. But it was crap paying, so I decided I'd go over and fix a few appliances on the side. Really loved it, and then jacked my job in, and all went from there. I started off small with vacuum cleaners, and of course you get the bug, you go bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, until eventually I had a few money issues, so then I decided to jump over to the coffee machines, because it's a transferable skill, and then sort of got a bit fed up with the coffee machines, and then went back to doing appliance repairs again, and now I do sort of like 50-50.
Didn't you used to sell stuff on eBay for vacuums as well? I remember talking to you about that.
Yes, I did. That was when I was still at school. When I was back at school, you know, when you're young, you want lots of money. Yeah, when I was young, I want lots of money.
Yeah,
unfortunately,
yeah.
You can't go out to work.
You got blasted out, didn't you?
See, I think this is amazing.
This is an interesting thing, actually.
No, do you know what? I think it's amazing. So you just went hustling. Really, you don't really learn to fix Hoovers. You have to start fixing Hoovers. There's no college to go to fix Hoovers, is there?
No. There's no experience. No. It's literally no qualification. You literally just jump in like eBay. Now, when you're young, when you're 12, 13, like people pay like £3 an hour, and that's like the maximum. Well, if you sell something on eBay, you can make 10 or a go. You sell 10 of them a day.
You're on it.
Quids in sort of thing.
And I remember talking about this, you was selling a lot of stuff on eBay, weren't you, for Hoovers and stuff, and then obviously...
I was massive at one point,
Aren't in there?
No, what it is, I always got into this theory that when a new machine came out, I'd take it apart, and I'd find what bits are wrong with it, and then I'd go to the manufacturer, or go to a manufacturer and say, I want 100 of these bits, or 1,000.
No. Hold on. Right, we've got some new people in here, so I'm just going to mute you for a sec, RLF. Right, he's shot off because he lost his balls. John, what the hell are you doing back? You're very purple today, you bald twat.
Where's my fucking shirt? That's what I'm on here for. I'm having to wear a fucking Genga shirt.
You know what he's going to do? What he's going to do now is come back with your shirt and inadvertently reveal your address because he'll show you the package. And then you'd have all the nutcases that follow on social media around your ass, John.
Lamb, can you put a big dick on the package and send it?
Right, I don't know if anyone's remember this or anyone knows about this. I had to send Sam something. I sent him a Cat 5 lead for his shed. But I went on Love Honey, which is a sex toy seller for anyone who doesn't know, and I got all their logos and he completely embossed it with those logos. I then sent it to his house thinking this would be hilarious because he'd collect it off the postman. However, what actually happened was he wasn't in, his wife wasn't in, so this package went to his next door neighbour who then signed for it and his wife had to go around and collect it. So I didn't give any embarrassment to Sam whatsoever. Unfortunately, I did to his wife. So, yeah, apologies about that. But it would seem funny at the time. Where is he? He's muted one of the guests that I can't unmute.
Has he gone for a piss?
I think he's that insistent he's got to prove he's had these T-shirts made that he's gone to get the one that's been packaged up for you. But on the way down the guy probably fell over and banged his head. What he doesn't realise is now he's gone, though. I can't drive Zoom, so I can't let anyone in or unmute anyone or anything. So I don't know what's going off.
Oh, he's going to do something to my shirt, isn't he? He's going to be a right dick.
Do you mean this one?
I've heard that one of the packages that's going out has got an eighth in it.
Do you mean this one?
Is that my one?
Yeah. Yeah. This one. Lovely. Yeah, that one,
that's
mate.
That's actually worth more now. That's actually a limited edition.
Essence of my nutty suckers. Definitely getting...
That's definitely getting stopped in the post office. You've muted RLF, and I've got no way of letting other guests in if anyone's bothered to turn up.
Richard, admit. So, yeah, that's what you get, John, for being a dickhead.
You're a dickhead, yeah? Peace out.
Hey, John was backing us up this week when Sparky 101, our biggest fan, was there. Richard, hello. What's your name? You know, well, your name's Richard. Where are you from, Richard? What kind of Sparky are you?
Connecting to audio. He ain't ready yet, mate.
Richard is...
Oh, that's the only one who can be relied upon.
Sparky's connected to audio.
Richard!
Hello.
How do, Richard?
Hey!
So, Richard, who are you? Are you Richard Cockerline?
Where are you from?
Yes.
Yes, so, Richard Cockerline, I knew it.
Oh, sorry, Richard, he's recognised you there.
What a name, though. What a name.
Spanking name.
Cock-a-line.
Spanking? What?
Cock
what
on
kind
a
of
line?
Work you doing, Rich? Let everyone know what kind of spark you are, what kind of work you do.
I'm a subby. Doing mostly fire alarms.
Oh. Do you enjoy it?
Oh.
It's not bad. Not
how
bad.
Long have you been in the subby game for?
10 years.
10 years. So... Yeah. Do you sub for the same company or do you bounce around a bit?
Mostly for the same company. We cover most of north of England. We've just got into shop fitting as well. So we're travelling. I'll be down your way soon, Maidstone.
Oh, we are?
Yeah. Got jobs all over.
Oh, licking your work.
Listen, I don't do subbing anymore, mate. Don't do it.
No.
The thing with subbing is... If you get in with the right firm, it can be really nice. But then if you don't and you bounce about from person to person or firm to firm, it can become quite soulless and you can sort of lose a will to live with it all.
It's not bad. I mean, I'm with the same firm, so I get my own jobs and I get to my own jobs on my own, work with them. Some jobs you can be on for 18 months, some jobs you can be on for 2 weeks.
Is it new installs or is it additions or what? Or is it a bit of everything?
Bit of everything. At the minute, we've got 3 tower blocks that we're doing, apartments. What else we got? Shop fittings going off, food factories, farms, Amazons, all sorts.
The thing that's annoying about fire alarms is you have to go in every room everywhere.
Yeah.
So, like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, if you get a room and you've got to do a light in the panel, like, you're making a big old mess in there, you have to traipse through fucking everyone's office trying not to make a mess. And you pull a steam tile on it, ditches a load of crap all over the floor. So, it is graft.
Richard, you've been a fan of the show for quite some time.
Yeah. Yeah. Since EGTE.
Oh, really? There you go. Jesus, that was a long time ago. I spoke to Rick last week, actually. Theo, how the devil are you?
I'm
you
good,
weird-looking little man.
Oh, we see. I thought a child... thought a child put himself in. I thought like a junior in.
I know. Who's this apprentice darkening in our door on this day?
Well, I've snuck out into the van because my wife put my daughter to bed. So.
Oh, well, how sad is that that you had to do
that?
Well,
we're not that bad, are we?
Richard, you've got a T-shirt coming, haven't you?
Me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, you have. I'm sure...
Yeah.
If you want the same treatment, it's no problem. I can go and get it for you. No problem. Right, listen, I think it's probably time to wind this up. I do want to say...
On.
Well, what do you want to say, Theo, you weird little man? Go on. What do you want to say?
You can always call us the guest. Like...
What's up with James, Mike? It's shit tonight.
He's just shit all over tonight.
Is it?
I might put him in. Right, hold on. Should we put him in the waiting room for a minute? It's driving me mad. Just talking shit. Right. Theo, what do you want anyway?
Don't know. Just want to come and say hello.
What? Well,
why? We're all getting on. What have you been up to this weekend? Nothing much?
No, I've had a weekend off. I'm actually pretty ill. I've got a bit of a sore throat and stuff like that. So. I'm just a bit of a baby at the moment. My head.
Is that better?
I don't know what it was, mate, but it was ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what it is, mate. I'm on a connection that's dodgy, but I do need to do it. Like I say, I've got IT dramas, but we appreciate everyone diving in on this Sunday night on Bank Under. And let's not forget what it's all about today, really. It's all about Jesus.
Right. I'm gonna have to sing a few people out because we've got two in the waiting room. So RLF, Richard, cheers, I shall see you in on. Nice. Thank you for joining. Big up to you.
It's six is about the limit before it all starts to break down. Turn the graphics off because that might save some bandwidth.
Admit.
Oh, excuse me, I'm a bit Bob Fleming tonight.
Yeah, I might bounce this one off.
Bounce the graphics off.
Boom.
That's James Cain, isn't it? Is that boom. James Cain? Audio man?
Verso, right. Paul Cook. Verso is...
Well, Theo can tell us, can't you, Theo? Go on.
I don't know what's happened to Verso. I'd love to know what's happened. So I'm a keen listener now.
Hello, James. How James. Are you?
Hey, I'm good. Just wanted to say thanks, Jamie, for...
Hey, I thought it was your nice logo. That is a lovely one you've got there. Look at mine up there, look. Yep. Welcome. Thanks for joining us.
I mean, what sort of fucking camera are you zooming in on there, mate?
This is my very terrible MacBook camera.
Is that what Steve Jobs bought? Jesus, come on. Go there. Yeah. Anyway, do the Verso bit, and then we'll speak to James, because he's got an interesting career, I believe. Sam,
what?
Do the Verso bit.
Oh, okay. Right.
So, we're live.
I'm not telling anyone anything that's not coming out, right? So there's two things in here that people have asked. Yes, there's new merch coming out. It's going to drop maybe next week or the week after. Once I've finalized this delivery and everything's been sorted out, we're going to drop another one. And it is insane. The next one, I'm loving it. It's gonna pop so hard, trust me. Now,
oh wait,
Verso is going through a process right now where in May it's gonna be extraordinary. Verso have not gone under. Verso are gonna be in a very excellent and extraordinary position in May. So I'm not going to say any more than that, but I want people who know and love Verso to know that it's not gone anywhere. It's coming back in an insane way. It is incredible what's happening. Hold tight. I've verified it. I've had the conversation. I know exactly what's happening, but I don't want to spoil the secret.
It's not our shit to give away, is it? It's not ours to tell.
It's not my story to tell. But when it drops, it's going to be amazing.
What I will add is, before we get to James and speak to him, because we've got guests and stuff on, yeah? One thing that's important to the show is that we do represent Sparkers, right? And we keep saying that and saying that, yeah? And I can honestly say, since we've been on this show with Sam, we have never took on a sponsor that we have not due diligenced or been happy with. Obviously, no matter how much you due diligence it, yeah, stuff happens to people in business that is beyond our control. So we're not... obviously the sponsorship's not there, and you might wonder what's going off. That is what a decision that has been made, and it's not our business to tell you what they're up to. They will do whatever they're doing in the future, but we are totally happy in ourselves when we speak off air that the people that are sponsoring this show are safe to deal with, if that makes sense. Yeah, I think that's fair enough.
Yeah,
we don't like anyone that's crap on, so that's where we're at with it. But it's not for us to tell. Like
no. There's a lot going on, and when it drops, everyone will be like, oh, of course it is. But there's a lot of things going on. They're going to be massive. It's an amazing thing that's going on, so don't worry about it.
Due diligence as well, you know what I mean? If we say something's the best thing since sliced bread, I might have developed a heroin addiction and be selling any old crap. So do your own due diligence, yeah? Verso is a reasonably established brand. They sell decent products, and they're out there, but that's up to you to make a decision. Chevron are new. I use their gear... I had a process of trying all their gear out. I'm reasonably happy with them. But if suddenly France explodes tomorrow, you won't be able to buy it, will you? So, you know what I mean? Some stuff's beyond our control, but we're pretty happy with how we get sponsored, what we plug, and how we plug it.
Also, the announcement for what's happening with Verso is going to be made on this podcast. So it's going to be coming out. Everything you need to know, Will would be joining us for, and we will be doing that on this podcast live.
And if anyone does want to send me any heroin, I like black tar. Anyway, James, tell everyone what kind of spark are you?
That's us demonetized again, you divvy prick.
What, for saying that?
Yes!
No, you won't get demonetized for that. Anyway, James, what kind of spark are you? Tell everyone, where are you from?
I am from Glasgow, Scotland, and I handle temporary power mainly. So live festivals, events, all that sort of stuff.
All with generators and syncing up and all that. What, a bit of Littlins, yes. Biggins or what?
It varies. I mean, we can handle theatres where we're dealing with power in-house and powering the whole entire halogen rig up to 300, 400 kVA, multiple across site.
Have you done Glastonbury?
I have not. We tend to handle all our own side of things just now as a company. So right now we're working closely with an organisation to plan out a whole entire festivals and stuff like that.
And that comes under, if anyone's interested in this, because I know a lot of people go on about this, like it's basically rodeo, isn't it? Electrical roadie, would you say? BS number? Yeah. It's got a BS, isn't it?
7909.
7909, there's a course on that. So if you're one of the people in the chat that goes, oh, don't want to be a normal sparker, if I was a bit younger, which I'm not, and a bit fitter, which I'm not, that's probably something I'd get into, because it always looks like a bit of a decent crack, to be honest.
Oh, 90% of it's logging round power lock, fit, five mil cables, multiple of them. It's across mud and festival fields.
They clean it all, get it back in. Do you get to stay for the duration of the festival?
I end up sometimes running stages, at times stage managing, so yeah.
Which can be quite entertaining. My brother's into touring and stuff like that.
Oh, here we go. Jamie knows a man, so he's an expert in it. Jesus fucking Christ.
My brother's a tour manager. That's what he does. He does the
Do you know what? Do you know what? My uncle's Elon Musk, and I'm going up on SpaceX next week to go to Mars. I'm doing a round trip and back again. He's got, and now I'm going to know everything about spaceships. He's going to show me all about the Falcon and this and that and the heavy ass loader and all that shit. I'm going to know everything. I'm going to be the next Elon Musk. Oh, honest. And by the way, the Dalai Lama called me, so I'm going over to Tibet to know all about Tibetan fucking technology.
I've never met someone so bitter out about having so little experience.
No,
bro, you just come up with some good points.
Do you know what? I've got so much experience, genuinely, because I get sacked a lot.
Did you make it up
years,
a lot?
Never last more than 2 years in the job. I can make it up. What have I made up, you fucking bullshitter?
How am I a bullshitter?
Are you Sparky 101?
Listen, bruv, every topic, it could be anything. It could be like, oh yeah, I fit plankton repellent sonar devices on Navy, on the Trident warships and that, on the Trident submarines, nuclear deterrence, sonar,
well,
plankton removers. And you'll be like, funny you should say that. My dad's uncle's auntie took me there one day. He's got a top secret clearance that can bring anyone in. What he showed me was, if you press this button and that button, it turns a ship invisible.
I'll just correct Sam there, because Sam just said that I'd worked on Trident nuclear submarines, when in fact I was only involved in the Dreadnought project for BAE Systems, which is the new range. So fuck you, Sam!
You know what I mean? It's just nonsense.
You made something up and I've actually done it. Thank you very much.
It's just nonsense. I can't handle it anymore.
I'll tell you a nuclear submarine story, yeah? I was in Gibraltar with the army, and there's a nuclear submarine. I was like, right, me and my mate got this dead good plan to get on board, or try and get near the submarine to get a picture. And we literally went down there. You know, people on submarines are probably dead lonely because they're on submarines all the time. And I went, you going to let us in there for a look around or what? And he went, yeah, come in. We went on. That was it. It was that easy. So there, that's my nuclear submarine story for Sam, who's now killed himself.
Fucking
sockets.
Shut.
Sockets. Tell us about sockets. Audio's connecting. There it goes.
Connected to audio, Richard Brook. Finally made it onto the show, and now he disconnected the audio. Jesus Christ, you're about to get booted.
You muted yourself. There you go.
Sorry, not worth it.
He gets very funny about audio, Sam does. It's his big bugbear.
Sorry about that. First time live. I'm a virgin live. Usually I'm watching a Monday morning, lads. Sorry about that.
There you go, mate. There you go. We are... you haven't got long because we're wrapping it up now. What would you like to tell us, Richard D. Brook?
No, just great show, lads. Nice to be on here. Nice to be back on the Zoom, lads.
Tell us about your sockets. Tell people about sockets.
Sockets, anniversary, 16th anniversary today. Sockets from when I first formed the company. So, yeah, that's a big one today.
Tell people, big sonar, what do you do? Tell me about sockets. Sockets,
social safety product used majorly in sheltered housing, social housing. used to. Oh God, you've got me there, Jamie. You've put me right on bloody spot.
He's selling sockets for 16 years. He's come on here. And he can tell every sport listener about sockets, and he's just gone blank.
So he actually doesn't sell sockets. He sells a device that goes round to stop you It's for in between first and second fix. So often, when you go into when you do a first fix on a project, it allows you. So the majority of what goes between
you've got a first and second fix in one day. So a lot of electricians do a rewiring one day. A lot of people say you can't do it. We had thousands that did it. You see, we used to like 50 rewires a week. So the property lived in, so the tenant's got to have power. So the safety shield allows you to second fix and energize. And the plasterer can come in 2 or 3 days later, Tyler, and tile around the socket.
I do generally think as well they are a good idea. Generally like them. I don't have no need for using them. So, but one thing I will say about them is they mean you can get paid quicker because you finish quicker, don't you?
If you're in social housing, all the properties are lived in, and we've got, major like London and Quadrant Home Group, a lot of housing associations specify them now to mitigate the risk from themselves and the big companies, Kia, Mears, Waits. All the big companies, if you're a subcontractor for them, they will make you use the same to give compliance.
We're going to have to get you back on to tell the story properly because I think it's quite interesting. I didn't know you'd been going so long. So, yeah, definitely we'll be in contact. Come back on and tell us about this properly because this is
all made in UK, BS certified.
Are you a sparker?
Yes, electrical contractor. Oh,
why have we not had you on before then? Since
site technician, qualified in 1992. 1988, I started as an apprentice, Jamie. 4-year apprenticeship, approved electrician, also electrical contracts manager, site technician, actually, it says on my gold card. Member at IET, so I've been in this game 36 years. Plus
there
also
you go. If you're going to need some sockets, supporting electricians who are making things that make electricians' life better, a quick run down there. We're definitely going to get you back on for that because I've been interested to hear about.
You might want to sell them on your pod shop.
The pod shop is really... we'll get there one day, maybe. Right, on this bombshell...
It did turn out as bad as we thought again, did it, this?
It was not great. However, we've had some great guests, is what I'll say. And on this bombshell, thank you for watching. If you managed to get through to this part, thank you again for watching. The shirts will dispatch first thing Tuesday morning. Have a lovely rest of the bank holiday weekend. We are out.
Normal service rooms next week with a guest. Cheers.
Bye.
Bye.